This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You think leftists are happy? I'm pretty sure you know the answer to that question. Heck no. Leftists are not happy. In fact, they are the most miserable people on the planet. Leftists create misery for others so they can feel good about themselves. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, folks. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, and I hope that if you're new to the program or if we're in a new market, that you find out more about us by visiting our website. Give me a phone call, 844-551-8255. Love speaking with you. And today we're going to have a really fun time because we're going to talk about a lot of topics, but I want to wrap it under the guise of happiness. And I'm going to tell you, if you're a conservative in America today, you are going to love this particular broadcast. Now, if you're used to people that give you a bunch of news every day, oh, Kevin, here's the news, Donald Trump did this, and he's a bad guy, and the orange man bad, you know, demented man good, whatever, then I'm not the show for you. But if you want to learn something about the psyche of America, the psyche of conservatism versus leftism, the evil, despicable people on the left, you're at the right place. And it's no holes barred, because I'm not gonna sugarcoat what's going on in this country. We are under fire. We are under attack. And you want to know why leftists don't like you, conservatives? Because you're happy. You know how to be happy. See, the left are sullen, despondent people who wish death and destruction on all around them. Well, I know, Kevin, you're being tough on them, bro. Come on, man. Let's reach across the aisle like John McCain. Let's be friendly towards them. How's that worked out for you? Have you tried reasoning with a leftist? Have you tried trying, you know, some common sense approach or whatever? Are you frustrated and saying to yourself, you know what? This is really not working. Well, wake up. You're exactly right. It is not working. Leftists cover their morose outlook on life. Pay attention, people listening to Kevin Jackson right now, because I'm about to preach up in here. They pretend to be happy. They throw lots of parties. When they do commercials, you see them all smiling and they're drinking and they're, you know, whatever. Let me tell you. All a ruse, a mask. You guys have heard me talk about this. Those of you have been around a long time that aren't racist, that have been listening to my show for a long time, been following me for quite some time, and I'm certainly glad to have the newbies. But you know what I tell you all the time. Leftism is a big mask between reality and what they want you to know about them and what they really represent. And you know the drill, right? You know this. Leftists can't be believed because they always put their best face in front of you while they're deceptive behind you. So it doesn't matter whether you're black. We're going to help black people. What do I need your help for? What do you think you need to help me for? They help me help them. They're like Jerry Maguire. Help me help you. No, I'm sorry. Help me help me. That's what they should be telling you, because they are not trying to help you. When a leftist says, I'm going to help you, it means I'm going to help you out of whatever you've gained that they want. I'm going to help you out of your money. I'm going to help you out of your girlfriend. I'm going to help you out of your house. I'm going to help you out of your investment. Whatever. They are not going to help you. I'm giving you tough love. I know it. I already know. You're going, but Kevin, I'm married to a leftist. Get out. Get out now. Kevin, my brother-in-law, are you about to end it with leftists? Get out. Move. Get away. My partner, not your gay partner, your business partner, get out. Don't go into business with lefties. You're not what the Bible calls equally yoked. You can't make them happy. Dr. Phil couldn't make them happy. In fact, Dr. Feel Good couldn't make them happy. They cover, as I said, they cover up for their happiness. They like to shop a lot. You know, people who are unhappy, I hate to say this because we all like to shop. Don't misunderstand me. We do. But when you shop for, like, things you need and occasionally just something you want. But leftists will be shopaholics. They will shop because it's like a food disorder. They have to shop because they're not happy in their lives. So they go out and they have 5,000 pairs of shoes. And you're going, you couldn't wear all those shoes in 5 lifetimes.
I don't care. I got to have my shoes. I love my shoes, Kevin Jackson. Leave me alone, Kevin Jackson.
Whatever. So they shop a lot. They think they can buy happiness. Oh, I know, you can rent it for a while, but you can't buy happiness. And the reason I'm bringing all this up, folks, is because Harvard is offering a class on happiness. I don't know if you heard about this. But before I get to that, I want to explain the difference between leftist happiness and our happiness. And I'm glad you're here to hear this. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, people. As I said, get in contact with us, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. So, there are different theories of happiness, but they generally fall into two basic categories. But I'm going to not even get into that just a second, because I want to ask you this. What is your definition of happiness? Now, I'm not really looking for an answer. I'm looking for you to do a bit of soul searching and say to yourself, what is my definition of happiness? You know what? What is it? What makes me happy? If I said to you, it makes me happy if I could wake up, get my cup of coffee, be in the cabin in the woods, be looking out on a mountain range or something or some vista view and see a lake down below, maybe see some animals scurrying through the woods or whatever. You might go, man, you're crazy. I like getting up, see them city lights and all this. And I'd be like, man, you're crazy. You like the city and I like the country. And then we would fight it out. Oh, man, I would pull your hair. No, I'm just messing with you. I would say, wow, that's your definition of happiness. That's cool. See, occasionally, I like that, too. Because I take that happiness that you just described, and it's on loan. Like when I used to go to New York when I was doing media for Fox, I would love going to the city. But I also like leaving and going back to wherever I was, because that was my little happy place. So it differs. And here's what I will tell you. Of the 7.6 billion people that are currently living on the earth, it's different for them. Every one of us. For the 7 billion that have gone before us, it is different for them. We all define happiness differently. I know, weird, isn't it? So we're going to talk about that. We're going to delve into it a bit more. And as I mentioned, there's two categories of happiness I want to explore.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761. Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
As I mentioned, there are lots of theories about happiness. That's what we were talking about in the previous segment. And I ask you a simple question. What makes you happy? And I have a general idea of what makes conservatives happy. And I don't think it's related to money. I mean, money helps. You want to pay your bills. I remember they did a study. They said anything over $70,000 a year and you're not getting much more happiness out of it. And I think that's sort of ridiculous because who's to say that? $70,000 a year in New York and Manhattan is different than $70,000 a year in Tennessee. You know what I mean? So I will say this. There's a certain amount of money that it doesn't matter. Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk don't have a level of happiness that's commensurate with the money that they their net worth. They just don't. You can't be that happy. I mean, that's a lot of cheddar. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. The reason why I'm bringing this up is I mentioned Harvard is going to be offering a class on happiness. They're going to teach people about happiness. But before I want to get into that, I wanted to understand how happiness is sort of defined at the psychological or clinical level. And I mentioned there's two different types of happiness. Even though there's many, many, many types, you can sort of boil it down to one, you know, left and right, black and white. It really is this way. It almost is more left than right. And you'll get what I mean here in a second. So, for example, there's hedonic happiness. It's a conceptualized happiness in where you experience more pleasure and less pain. High positive effect, low negative effect. So it could be something like eating a piece of cake that you've been dying to eat, or it could be having a you know, time with a lady of the evening. I mean, it's tends to be, you know, when you think of hedonism, right, you think of carnal pleasure. And then there's this eudaimonic happiness. And it's a result of the pursuit of happiness in the sense of you've attained your purpose. You understand what it is that your life is about, the meaning of it, the challenge of it. Maybe you've experienced some sort of personal growth. Maybe you reached an epiphany in a relationship or something. I'll give you my example of it. I finally learned not to be defensive. It took a long, long time for, you know, somebody would say, well, what about this or that? And you go, and you want to argue. You're argumentative. Somebody says, well, Kevin, you might want to do something. And you go, who are you going to tell me? You know, and it was automatically a fight. And you finally realize that you build these walls up because you've seen so many people around you be, you know, so vindictive and vile and evil. And what they're doing, you just, everything's a pushback. And when you finally meet people that care about you, conservatives, not these leftists, they're cancerous. You get to the point where you go, nah, I'm good. Yeah, you say, you know, we're all good here. And so you stop pushing back. And you learn to be happy. I've told many stories about my son will see me pick up a piece of paper that's not even mine. He'll go, why do you do that? And I go, because it makes me feel good. I don't like to see it on the ground. So somebody else threw it down. Doesn't matter. I'll get it. I love having a giver's heart. Always wanting to please people. But I also have learned to draw lines. So for my happiness, I will not self-abuse. I know we're getting into some psychology here. And look, we're going to tie this all into what's happening in the world today. Because what I'm telling you is the reason why we're dealing with Joe Biden, Captain Demento, being put into office during a coup, them denying the coup even occurred, then the Democrats making up this January 6th insurrection that never occurred, then blaming Trump and saying he doesn't want to acknowledge the truth about, you know, his loss, that he's butthurt over it, et cetera, is all related to this topic. Every problem that we face, Black Lives Matter, black people, football players kneeling, fist up, you know, whatever, the Me Too movement, all of it is based on what I'm talking about to you right now. So hedonic happiness, which, by the way, we both left and right, we experience all the different types, the two types of happiness and everything in between. But if you really want to look at hedonism type happiness, where you're getting carnal pleasure, you know, you're stuffing your face and it makes you happy, so you overeat. Or you think that looking good, you go to the gym and you overindulge and all that. That's leftist pleasure, leftist happiness. The eudaimonic happiness is more a result of what we do. We love the being around family and friends and watching ourselves achieve our life's goals, etc. It's not, and I know it seems personal in that regard. And by the way, leftists like this too. I don't want to make it sound like that, but the bigger distinction is hedonic is more leftism because it's carnal in nature, and the other is more cerebral. Eudaimonic. So, even though we all experience those, I want to make it clear that I can see those two lines develop. So, this university, Harvard, wants to get to the root of happiness. World peace is the way I look at it. They want to discover this. They want to charge money, a very expensive lesson on what most conservatives can find without spending a dollar. You know, happy. If I gave you the choice between sailing on a yacht with a bunch of Hollywood, you know, mucky mucks, or being on a lake
in a houseboat with a group of friends, I will tell you, I don't want to put a percentage because when I do that, people laugh at me. Like, Kevin, how can you say 99%? I'm going to say it. 99% of us would pick being on the houseboat with friends. If you said, unless it was somebody I really wanted to meet, and to be honest with you, I would say to myself, is it really worth it to go meet, go snap a picture with somebody that isn't going to remember you or care about you? Or would it be better to spend it with your friends on the lake? I would take the lake every time. There's not a single person that I want to meet that could take me away from family and friends. You get what I'm saying? I want to reiterate the Me Too movement, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, Democrats and their Russian collusion stories that are falling apart, their Ukraine impeachment of Trump over what Biden did. I could go on down the list. All of it is due to the fact of what I said at the in the very first segment of this program, which is Democrats must make you believe what they believe because they need you wallowing in misery with them. That's what this is about. So, what is happiness? For Democrats, it's getting their way, no matter what. No matter what the cost of, it could be at the sacrifice of their souls. They want to get their way. That's not my definition. I don't think it's yours either. Short break.
Jackson Radio Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden continues to say he believes an invasion of Ukraine could happen within the next several days. And the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, agrees.
It includes a number of things in terms of moving closer to the border, dispersal of troops, increasing logistical capabilities. Again, all of the indicators continue to indicate that, you know, he will maintain the capability to launch an attack at most any time.
And in another attempt at diplomacy, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has been attending the Munich Security Conference, where she met with Ukraine's president. And from Capitol Hill, Representative Jim Hagedorn, a Minnesota Republican who's been battling kidney cancer, has passed away. He was 59. Last month, Hagedorn, who was fully vaccinated, had tested positive for COVID-19 and was hospitalized as a precaution since he was being treated for kidney cancer. This is USA Radio News. Former Brooklyn Center police officer Kim Potter has now been sentenced following her conviction in the death of Daunte Wright.
It is the sentence and judgment of this court that you shall be committed to the custody of the Commissioner of Corrections for a period of 24 months.
Judge Regina Chu handed down the sentence over the objection of prosecutors after the former officer apologized to the victim's family. Potter will serve 16 months in prison, followed by 8 months of supervised release. After 178,000 illegal immigrant encounters in the month of December, 46 House Republicans are calling on Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to resign, citing a complete failure to lead the department, pointing to recent tensions with Border Patrol and the relentless crisis at the southern border. The letter, led by Representative Kevin Hearn of Oklahoma, points to Mayorkas' primary mission of the Department of Homeland Security to secure our nation from its many threats. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I asked this question not to be a smart butt, but how could you possibly be happy as a Democrat? Everything you learn is only temporary. If you learn a word, it's only temporary. Retarded.
Oh, you can't use that word. You have to say developmentally delayed.
You know, whatever. It's only temporary. They're going to find something to be offended about. Because that's what leftism is about, being offended. Think about it. When you see anything about leftism, look at college students. This is supposed to be the happiest time of your life. And what do these kids do? They complain about everything. Oh, you've culturally appropriated my hairstyle. Oh, you've culturally appropriated this. Oh, you've offended me with this. And they have cry closets and safe zones and everything else because they can't be happy. They decry capitalism as they use it to the fullest extent of its abilities, of its capabilities. You ever watch a kid on a cell phone, these college kids? I mean, they look like, you know, a piccolo player. They can manipulate that thing faster than any machinist. Anyway, leftism is based on a moral relativity that you can't be happy with it because if you, for example, you shouldn't hit on your bro's girlfriend. Leftists do. They don't care. Boyfriend, it's all interchangeable because it's morally relative. It doesn't matter, or it's relatively moral. It doesn't matter. Switch the words around. It doesn't matter to them. When you have no moral or ethical core, all rules are gone. They rationalize their evil deeds, and they stay in a constant state of denial. Folks, you're listening to Kevin Jackson, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. You want to give me a ring, 844-551-8255. How could you possibly like what you're seeing from the Democratic Party, the party of lynching of Negroes, the party of lack of civil rights, the party that is to this day still keeping people down? You think black folks are getting ahead by being part of the Democratic Party? You think Latinos are getting ahead? They placate you. They give you the pat-pat. Why? They want you to wallow in the same misery as they do. Because misery loves company, and it also is a squeaky wheel. They get their way by constantly complaining. How often, look, don't misunderstand me. You can win a lot of people over with sugar. But you can get people to move mountains by complaining. Think about it. You can compliment a waitress or a waiter all you want. But if you complain, they're Johnny on the spot. They're watching your table. Oh, boy. Now, don't misunderstand me. They might be spitting in your food in the back, but you don't know that. But they're jumping, too. Have we noticed that it's always the bad guys that get what they want? Look at reality shows. You know how reality shows stay on? It's because of the people that are unhappy, the Omarosas of the world who are always stirring things up.
Those shows don't work, or we don't think they work, when they're focused on happiness, how the team gets together and makes it work. I love shows like that. I think those shows would be wildly popular. But we have a Hollywood that wants us unhappy. Why? Because Hollywood is full of leftists. It was a trick question. You can't be happy, folks, watching Joe Biden and Team Demento torpedo this economy. I'm gonna bring in the stuff that we can think about rationally. They torpedo the economy. Fake the last jobs report. We're at the brink of World War III with Russia. The people that claim they don't like,
we're going to avoid world wars and we want people out of this and we're going to get out of this or that or the other. And what do? They
tuck tail and run from Afghanistan, which does what? Leaves a void. So now we pay ransom to get our people back from Afghanistan. But they're happy because there's turmoil. And Joe Biden and team will spin it as if, no, it's diplomacy. You happy learning, folks, that the media, the Clintons, the Obama administration, and Joe Biden lied to the American people over Donald Trump? All of them. They should be in prison over what they did to Donald Trump. That story is going to have legs for quite some time, as it should, and it's our responsibility to keep it out there. But anyway, let's get back to happiness. What is happiness? Something that differs for everybody who answers it. Close in our answers, but the answer is ultimately as unique as the individual. Pay attention to me because I'm giving you some constitutional lessons. This is in your Bible. The happiness of your life depends on the quality of your thoughts. Therefore, guard accordingly and take care that you entertain no notions unsuitable to virtue and reasonable nature, said Marcus Aurelius. See, what's funny about happiness is it really doesn't change over the years. That's conservative, right? It's something you don't have to worry about redefining the definition because it's still going to be the same. There's another saying by Oscar Wilde. Some cause happiness wherever they go, others whenever they go. You know who they are. They're leftist. I'm bringing this up because Harvard wants to study happiness. They have a class they want to give on happiness. And I find it interesting that this institution of higher learning has said, let's understand happiness better. I already said earlier, something that you and I understand inherently, something that you learn as a child. As a child. Let me give you an example. Children are happy until they start learning. If you let them do what they do, they're happy. Let them get into the, quote, academic environment and they become racist, they become sexist, they become all the things that they accuse conservatives of being, and we're not, for the most part, but they become that. And they're taught that we're the bad guys. And they're taught that they have these inherent racism or these inherent misogynistic ideas or whatever. Patriarchal colonialization thoughts, always wanting to, you know, take over things. And so they've taken this stuff out of school. They say, you shouldn't, you know, don't raise your hand, little boys. We're not going to call on you anyway. It's not competitive. You don't need grades and all these other things. A complete lack of preparation for the real world. Because let me tell you, you want to be miserable? Be unprepared. Be unprepared. I was looking up happiness because when I saw this story about Harvard, I said to myself, I know leftists are not happy. I understand why they have no reason to be happy. I mean, think about what they end up doing. So let me give you some examples. Iran will eventually get the nuclear bomb, not because of Donald Trump, but because of Joe Biden, led on by Barack Obama. They will eventually get that. Trillions and trillions of dollars will be spent on global climate farce. It's going to ruin the economies of the world, but the elitists aren't going to care because they're going to have built their fiefdoms and they're going to let the rest of the people below, the sodomites, fight it out. And I could go on. The women's movement. Do you really believe the Me Too movement is helping women? I ask you, conservative women, does the Me Too movement apply to you? You think they care about Sarah Palin? I don't think so. I think I witnessed what they care about with Sarah Palin. You think they cared about Michelle Bachmann? I know I'm dusting off some old folks, but I'm giving you some ideas that they don't care. Do you think the black folks, black leftists and the whole BLM cares about the black conservative? No. You want to know why they don't care about women, conservative women? You want to know why they don't care about conservative black folks? I'm going to give you your answer in a very simple way. Because we're happy. They can't get to us. They can't make us miserable. They can't make a true conservative woman who knows there are no limitations of what she can do in life. They can't make her unhappy. She will find the right dude. She will work the right job. She will raise her kids to love and respect her and the people around her. And I could go on. Black conservatives, are you kidding? We have the thickest skin of any animal on the planet. You can't get to us. You can't get to me. Oh, you could try, but when you get here, you better not pack a lunch because I'm going to knock your teeth out. I mean, there is nothing you're going to do that's going to change my mind about this country or how I feel about the people. These white folks out there listening to my program, I know you're out there, white people. I know you're out there. Give yourselves a hand. Come on. I'm going to clap for you white folks. There's nothing they can do to dissuade us. Anyway, this person wrote this. Her name is Kendra Cherry. Happiness is an emotional state characterized by feelings of joy, satisfaction, contentment, and fulfillment. While happiness has many definitions, it is often described as involving positive emotions and life satisfaction. Okay, fine. I buy that to a degree. But I also could easily manipulate it, add a few more adjectives or whatever, because that's her definition, and they're all going to differ. In her 2007 book, The How of Happiness, positive psychology researcher Sonja Lobomirsky elaborates, describing happiness as the experience of joy, contentment, or positive well-being. Happiness is when your life fulfills your needs. In other words, happiness comes when you feel satisfied and fulfilled. It's a feeling of contentment that life is just as it should be. Let me tell you what happiness is. I apply happiness to golf. It's rare that you hit the perfect shot, even for the pros. Golf is a game of good misses. And that's what happiness is. It is life played with good misses. You're not going to hit the best, the perfect shot every time, but it'll be good misses most of the time.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Mahatma Gandhi described happiness. He said this: happiness is when what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony. And I'm going to use an example of what happened to me recently. So I was talking to Melissa about our son, and I said, you know, I'm upset that he doesn't just get up and do his normal chores. You know, you have to make him do it. And I said, you know, once he gets beyond his wake-up thing and all that, he's ready to go. But he should just get up, and there should be basic things to do and all that. And then we got into this thing where she says, you know, we need to teach him how to be a better giver. And I thought to myself, we're both amazing givers. And I won't describe some of the things that we've done because I'd like for them to remain anonymous. But I can tell you, recently somebody said to me they had an issue, and we helped solve that problem anonymously.
And I'm proud of that. I'm not looking for credit. And when it got solved, the person contacted me and said, you're not going to believe this, but this is what happened. And I was like, wow, congratulations, way to go. Even though we were the ones that solved it. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. And it made me happy to do that. Because it was one of our employees, and she really needed the help. But we didn't want her feeling like, you know, hey, it's one of us that did it. So we did it. And she doesn't listen to the program, sadly. So I'm not spilling the beans. But that's the way we are. But Melissa goes, well, we still need to do better. She goes, that's just solving a problem with money. And it wasn't, I'm like, what do you mean just solving a problem with money? People aren't solving my problems with money. You know, I mean, we're givers. She goes, yeah, but we're not showing our son. And she goes, we're not going out. We're not working at the church. We're not going out picking up trash in the neighborhood. We're not practicing what we preach. And we're swamped. And I was beginning to get a little resentful. Like, look, I'm out of time. You know, I'm trying to keep the wheels on the wagon and multiple things et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, after a while, it just was like, it's excuses. Stop it. Because you know what? You know what does make me happy? When we get out there and we do those things. Because we've done them before. We volunteered on soup lines. We've gotten 1,000 kids adopted. I can't tell you the joy you feel and the happiness you feel when a kid finds a family that absolutely loves them, wants them. So, it's a great experience. Guillaume Apollinaire said this, now and then it's good to pause in our pursuit of happiness and just be happy. It's a choice. It's a choice that leftists can't make. But Harvard thinks happiness can be learned. So Harvard Business School is offering Leadership in Happiness, a popular class for 180 MBA students led by Gross National Happiness author Arthur C. Brooks. Students learn that happiness isn't just the product of chance, genes, or life circumstances. The Wall Street Journal reported on this and said, but of habitually tending to four key areas. You ready for this, folks? Family, friends, meaningful work, and faith or life philosophy. Whoa, could you have a better thing for conservatism than those four things? Family, friends, meaningful work, faith, or life philosophy. If happiness can be learned, huh? Leadership and happiness. I love it. I love reading about this because I will tell you, I'm a cheerful person by nature. I really am. I look for the fun in everything. Always have been. And I think that's part of the reason why I do comedy. Family, faith, family, friends, meaningful work, faith, or life philosophy. That's conservatism. But they say, why is it so important? Why is it considered such an important aspect of life to be happy? They said there are many components of a meaningful life. And they say, in some ways, science would agree with you. It appears that life satisfaction, meaning, and well-being can be linked with happiness. So we have the science in our favor here, folks. It's still important because it has some undeniable positive benefits and co-occurring factors. And I want to get to these 14 things. What's so great about happiness? 14 answers to that question. You ready? Happy people are more successful in multiple life domains, including, you ready, folks? Marriage, friendship, income, work performance, and health. You want to lower your blood pressure? You want to feel the endorphin rush? Be happy. Put a smile on your face. You see somebody, just smile at them. Watch what happens. You get a rush. You feel better. Cultivate friendships. Call a friend. Talk to them every now and then. And you know what happens when you're happy in your job? You make more money. You want to know why black folks? Oh, here it comes. Why black folks are not making as much money as most other people? Because we're miserable. We are solidly Democrats. And solidly unhappy. Which makes us unhealthy. Our work performance is all caught up in tribal, nonsense. Let me give you a second because I'll run out of time if I don't get through these. Happy people get sick less often. They experience fewer symptoms when they do get sick. When you're happy, The endorphins, the chemicals released in your body give you more protection. Period. But you know why the Democrats want you scared? They want you in fear all the time? They want to take away your happiness, and ultimately, they want... I mean, I'm not going to get into the conspiracy stuff, but why wouldn't you want to tell people, look, we're going to battle through this woo-foo? That's what Trump tried. They didn't do it. You ready? Happy people have more friends and a better support system. Told you about a buddy of mine. He called me. I called him up out of the blue. Said, hey, man, how you doing? Oh, feeling bad, Kev. I'm depressed, et cetera, suicidal. Talked to him a few days ago. He said, man, can't thank you enough, Kev, for being a friend. Thank you. I think I'm through it. I'm going to keep in contact with him. But, you know, he was going through a rough patch. But there were people there to get him going, right? You ready for this one? Happy people donate more to charity. And charity makes you happy. Ready for number five? Happy people are more helpful and more likely to volunteer, which also makes you happier. I want you to understand why you... I was just talking about this, right? Doing more. With the understanding that I can talk about it all day long, but doing it is what is going to enrich the soul. And that's what we want to teach to our kids. Happy people have an easier time navigating life since optimism eases pain, sadness, and grief. That's number six. You ready for number seven? Here's one that's a gift. Happy people have a positive influence on others and encourage them to seek happiness as well, which acts as a reinforcement. Happy begat happy. You ready for this one? Tell me if I'm wrong here, folks. 844-551-8255. By the way, are you happy? Do you believe yourself to be happier than your counterparts on the left side of the aisle? What's your theory behind it? Happy people engage in deeper and more meaningful conversations. Have you talked to somebody where it's superficial? Talk about the weather. They talk about, you know, oh, it's a nice car, whatever. But when you get with somebody at a gut level, maybe it's with your mate. Maybe that's why your mate chose you. Because it ain't because you're the best looking. Ready? Happy people smile more. It's beneficial to your health. I was hitting balls, hitting golf balls. And it was old people day, which is probably why I went. But anyway, I'm seeing all these people. I'm talking about in their 70s and 80s. And I got my clubs. I'm only going to practice and hit balls. And I see these people and everyone that I walk by. I just smiled at them. You know why I smile? Because I said, I was thinking to myself, I hope I'm able to do that when I'm their age. And they would smile back at me. Every single one. Not a single person frowned. They'd be on their cart coming up. I'd see them. I'd smile. It wasn't even intentional. I found myself just smiling. I'm like, wow, hey, I hope you had a great day out there, you know. And they smile back. Beautiful thing. You ready? Happy people exercise more often and you eat more healthy. Why? Because you're producing endorphins. You care about yourself. You care about your physical nature. You want to live longer. You know why the left will want to die quick? Because they're unhappy. This is why they're like, oh man, get that shot, because at least somebody can turn your lights off when the going gets tough. You ready? Happy people are happy with what they have rather than be jealous of others. Could not make a truer statement. My friends can have success. I am so overwhelmed. Let a leftist friend have success. You know what they feel? Jealousy. They're like, ah, look at him over there with his new car, with his new job, with his new girlfriend. Happy people are healthy all around, likely to be healthy in the future. They live longer than those who are not happy, are more productive, they are more creative, and this effect extends to all those experiencing positive emotions. Folks, don't worry, be happy. I'm out.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.